When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, breaking bear market in Bitcoin demand will spark the next Bitcoin price surge, according to top analysts. And as Plan B shares in this poll, what will trigger the next leg up for Bitcoin? And out of 67,455 votes, 48.4% of you said U.S. spot ETF. And Adam Back, the Blockstream CEO, chimed in. Supply squeeze as ever more coins move to cold storage. Continued buying, price run up, then chase by reflexivity. And as me, Calvin Napop, shares here, this is still a key trigger for me to look for with Bitcoin. Flipping that upper region between 42,400 and 42,700 is a good one for bullish continuation. Otherwise, retesting the green zone for potential bullish divergence. And as Nayib Bukele shares here, they have now onboarded 4 million users in El Salvador. Their total population is 6.5 million, including people under 18 that are still not allowed to use the Shivo app. We have the receipts. That's right. And speaking of El Salvador, they explore low interest loans backed by Bitcoin. That's right. It's full steam ahead for El Salvador's Bitcoinization. The next point on the orange agenda is providing low interest loans backed by Bitcoin to small and micro businesses. And speaking of Bitcoin backed loans, breaking news just in, you can now buy a house using Bitcoin as collateral and zero fiat deposit with mortgage lender Milo. And more breaking news, Google considering letting users store Bitcoin and crypto in digital cards. That's right. Google Pay hires PayPal exec to head up their crypto payment push. And quoting them here, crypto is something we pay a lot of attention to as user demand and merchant demand evolves, will evolve with it. And as Will and Clemente points out here, in the last week, both Intel and Google have thrown their hats into the ring. Are you paying attention yet? Hashtag Bitcoin. Also in today's show, Bitcoin price to reach $200,000 per BTC, predicts Social Capital CEO Shamath P. That's right. In a recent CNBC interview, he says, can you play the clip in 2012, 2013 when it was at $200 and everybody was laughing at me on CNBC when I was talking about Bitcoin? Where is it going? It's probably going to 100,000 to 150,000 and then to $200,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin correcting and in the red, while Ether and some of the alts are barely pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin demand has been in a bear market for a whole year, but a surge is most likely what will spark a new price run-up. That's right. That's according to prominent economics analyst Lynn Alden, who is in a Twitter debate this week, who bet on demand snowballing and lifting the Bitcoin price action. It all started here with this poll with Plan B. What will trigger the next leg up for Bitcoin? And out of 67,784 votes, 48.4% of you said a U.S. spot ETF. 23% of you said the next El Salvador. 20% of you said other reason, please comment. While 8% of you said Lightning or Taproot. And here's where Adam Back responded. Supply squeeze as ever more coins move to cold storage. Continued buying, price run up, then chase by reflexivity. And that's where Lynn Alden chimed in this. And she goes on to share, Bitcoin has been in a bear market in terms of demand since quarter one 2021, back when ARK peaked. However, the supply side has been usually tight for this cycle, holding up price to a surprising degree, even touching slight new highs at one point. Since then, dry kindling, no spark. And then William Clemente chimes in, completely agree, Lynn. Supply side looks great. Hodling behavior is strong. The quantitative view of Bitcoin's float is very much in bull's favor. Problem is lackluster of demand, likely because of uncertainty around monetary policy. And speaking of reflexivity that Adam Back refers to, it's the mutually beneficial relationship of fundamentals and market expectations once an asset starts moving, which triggers stronger performance. And as previously reported, Alden is not only the market commentator, commentator eyeing supply factors to add fuel to Bitcoin's unlit fire this year. Even on a short-term basis, a modest uptick in demand could transform the trend as exchange reserves dwindle and long-term hodlers control a proportion of the overall Bitcoin supply, which is near all-time highs. The result, one analyst said this week, could be a copycat move similar to October 2020, the springboard for Bitcoin, beating its previous all-time highs from 2017. And responding to Alden, popular trader and analyst Juan Clemente said he completely agreed with the perspective. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these crypto analysts, and checking out the latest from Mikhail Van Napop on the Bitcoin price action. This is still a key trigger for me to look for with Bitcoin. Flipping that upper region between 42,400 and 42,700 is a good one for bullish continuation. Otherwise, retesting the green zone for potential bullish divergence. And this just in, breaking news, Nayib Bukele shares that El Salvador has now onboarded 4 million users, and their total population is only 6.5 million, including people under 18 that are still not allowed to use the Shibo app. And he also points out, we have receipts, and he points to this article, El Salvador's Bitcoin wallet onboards 4 million users. And before I break down next story of the day, El Salvador explores low interest loans backed by Bitcoin, as well as Google Pay hires PayPal exec to head up their crypto payments push, as well as Bitcoin price to reach $200,000, predicts Social Capital CEO Shalmath P. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely in the red, currently correcting, down under 0.25%, trading just above that critical $42,000 support. We have Ether up 0.5%, trading just above $3,100. Solana up about 0.75%, trading above $137. Luna up 2.5%, trading above $82. And Cardano down 5.6%, trading at $1.34. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. It's full steam ahead for El Salvador's Bitcoinization. The next point on the orange pill agenda is providing low interest loans backed by Bitcoin to small and micro businesses. And while the details of the Bitcoin loans are currently not disclosed, moniker Taher, an advisor of the government of El Salvador, was straight talking in a Facebook Live audio held yesterday. The discussion was called Bitcoin Loans with Lower Interest Rates. And Paul Steiner, the president of the National Institute for Small and Micro Businesses, shared that the implementation of loans would work with the government-created El Shibo wallet. El Salvador's business landscape is dominated by small and micro businesses, and Bitcoin-backed loans are an opportunity to remediate the situation. Steiner illustrated the following. El Salvador has roughly 1.2 million businesses in the country. Roughly 66% are micro businesses or subsistence businesses. Over 90% of micro businesses are self-funded via informal loans or loan sharks. And he cites an example that a $100 loan taken out by a micro business will typically come with terms of full repayment in 20 days, while the interest rate could be up to $15 a day. And in some cases, the annual interest rate for such loans exceed 10,000%. Crazy, right? Now, ultimately, the interest rate provided by Bitcoin-backed loans would be lower than that of informal lenders, loan sharks, and banks. Take that. Andrea Gomez, a project manager for Acumen, a DeFi lending protocol, shared that some crypto enthusiasts in El Salvador already using crypto solutions such as DeFi as they offer an ease of use and a higher interest rates than banks. That's right, because the interest rates at banks are practically non-existent. Now, Alessandro, community manager for Leadin, Canadian Bitcoin company, also participated in the discussion. Leadin recently launched Bitcoin-backed mortgages, and he asked if El Salvador might copy their example and if Bitcoin might be considered as collateral for mortgages in the future. As Steiner was open to the discussion and optimistic about the future of Bitcoin. However, his priority is to improve the business environment for SMEs. And when prompted in the chat box about loans and other avenues or housing, moniker Taher reiterated that the loan product would only be available to small and micro businesses for the moment, and that we will discuss mortgages later. Steiner summed up the vision when referring to the challenges that micro businesses face in El Salvador, quoting him here, businesses need an entry point for financing. Bitcoin is that opportunity. Touche. And breaking news just in, you can now buy a house using Bitcoin as collateral and zero fiat deposit with mortgage lender Milo. Like, whoa, right? And as Bitcoin Magazine points out, more breaking news, Google considering letting users store their Bitcoin and crypto in digital cards. And before I break down next story of the day, Google Pay hires PayPal exec to head up their crypto payments push, as well as Bitcoin price to reach $200,000 per BTC, predicts Social Capital CEO Shalmath P. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with about $50 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, which is pretty low with the current Bitcoin dominance at 40.1% and the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top gainers within the crypto market, we have Ethereum, Meta, leading the pack, up a whopping 3.2 million%. You can't make this stuff up, folks. We have Parrot Dow up a whopping 61,000%, followed by KIMCHI, I guess Kimichi, up 28,000% as well. I like to point out that these are obviously ish coins, but let me know which altcoins in particular you're most bullish on for 2022. Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24 out of 100 in extreme fear. Same as yesterday. Last week, a 21, and last month, a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Google has hired a former PayPal executive to help bolster Google Pay with plans to expand into the crypto space. Arnold Goldberg has given the task of running Google's payment division as part of the company-wide push into financial services, including crypto. Now, Google's president of commerce, Bill Reddy, told Bloomberg the following: crypto is something we pay a lot of attention to. As user demand and merchant demand evolves, will evolve with it. Now, Google Pay is an online payment system developed by Google to allow in-app, online, and contactless purchases on mobile devices, including Android phones, tablets, and watches. And as part of the overhaul, Google will focus more on being a comprehensive digital wallet that includes digital tickets, airline passes, and Vaxports. Oh no, please don't go there. Google, please don't go there. Now, following the news, the price of Bitcoin spiked to almost 42,500 before correcting back down to around 42,000, which is where we're currently at. Now, Google has been dipping its toes in the crypto space for quite some time, partnering with several crypto companies throughout 2021. Reddy said that the company plans to pursue more partnerships with more crypto companies. And in April of 2021, Google Pay announced a new partnership with global crypto exchange Gemini, who is owned by the Winklevoss twins. The update allowed Gemini users to purchase Bitcoin through Google Pay using fiat currency on a debit or credit card. Now, the tech giant also partnered with Coinbase in June, which is the largest crypto exchange in the United States, allowing customers of the exchange to pay for goods and services through Google Pay using their Coinbase card. And users were also able to gain crypto rebates of up to 4% for their shopping. And in October, partnerships between crypto exchange Bakkt and Google allowed customers of the exchange to purchase goods and services using some select cryptos through their Google Pay wallet. And as for PayPal, it appears that the fintech company will be one man down as it explores the creation of its own stablecoin. Now, earlier this month, PayPal confirmed plans to launch PayPal Coin, which developer Steve Moser first found in the source code of the platform's iPhone app. Now, this comes only 3 months after the tech giant axed its plans for a service called Plex that would allow users to create checking and savings accounts, quitting them here. We're not a bank. We have no intention of being a bank, Reddy said about the decision to cut Plex. Some past efforts at times would unwittingly wade into those spaces. Now, Google Pay debuted in 2015 with a revamp in 2020, which transformed the platform into a hub where customers could track their expenses and hunt for discounts. So there you have it. Google is entering the Bitcoin like Bruce Lee entering the dragon. And as on-chain analyst Will Clemente points out here, in the last week, both Intel and Google have thrown their hats into the ring. Are you paying attention yet? Hashtag Bitcoin. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin price reached $200,000, predicts Social Capital CEO Shamath P. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. All the proceeds go to help scaling and supporting the show. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 700,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the pod, check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, and Telegram. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Social Capital CEO Shamath P sees Bitcoin eventually expanding into a six-digit price territory, which we all know is only a matter of time. The former Facebook executive also doubled down on his belief that Bitcoin is an insurance policy that will thrive in the current times of economic uncertainty, but it will grow to something much More important, the founder of the venture capital firm Social Capital has been a long-term Bitcoin supporter. He admitted last year his first Bitcoin purchase came about a decade ago when Bitcoin was trading at just $80, and he purchased 1 million Bitcoin for $80 million. And since then, he has used every opportunity to defend Bitcoin and highlight its merits. And during a recent CNBC interview, he received another question about the asset and its future price trajectory. Shamath P seemed quite optimistic with his forecast, but also outlined that people used to laugh at him several years ago when Bitcoin struggled at much lower prices. He says, "Can you play the clip in 2012, 2013 when it was at $200 and everybody was laughing at me on CNBC when I was talking about Bitcoin? Where is it going? It's probably going to $100,000 to $150,000, then to $200,000. In what period? I don't know. 5 years, 10 years, but it's going there." He justified his prediction with the current economic situation, as our leaders are not as trustworthy and reliable as they used to be. Thus, he reaffirmed that Bitcoin is the insurance that people need under the pillow that gives them access to uncorrelated hedge. Now let's discuss his comment when he mentions Bitcoin will transition into something much more important. Shamath P has previously asserted that if Bitcoin succeeds, that would mean that the traditional finance world has imploded. He reaffirmed his stance now and noted that it is going to eventually transition into something much more important. But until society figures out a way to get away from the frayed reality, it makes sense to own the schmuck insurance on the side, which is Bitcoin. And he also noted that more and more people, including corporations and institutions, have started to enter the space. And as such, the Bitcoin situation has become an incredible thing that he could have never imagined. Also like to point out that his purchase of 1 million Bitcoin a decade ago for $80 million is now worth approximately $42 billion. Like, whoa. So shout out to Shamath P. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Breaking bear market and Bitcoin demand will spark the next Bitcoin price surge, according to top analysts. We also discussed breaking news: El Salvador explores low interest loans backed by Bitcoin, as well as Google Pay hires PayPal executive to head up their crypto payments push, as well as Bitcoin price to reach $200,000 per BTC, predicts Social Capital CEO Shamath P. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Dr. Dano wrote, "The news about Intel and ultra low voltage chip is very intriguing. Thank you, JV, for the most informative show. You're very welcome, Doc. Glad you enjoyed the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hodl." Our next featured comment comes from Pokemon, who wrote, "Hi, JV and Crypto News Alerts fam. Enjoyed the show. I missed it live. I like chatting with the Crypto News Alerts fam. Never entertain trolls. Ignore and block. Turkey meeting with El Salvador. The Bitcoin bug is catching on. The next 2 years, we'll see a trickle, then a flood of nation states adopting the king of all crypto. All good for the market. Take care. God bless you and yours. Hey, fam. Amen. Mass Bitcoin adoption incoming. Let's go El Salvador and Turkey and future nations to adopt Bitcoin in 2022. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from Roman. "Where is that $600,000 price target coming from and when? Seems like a very random number thrown in there when talking about a $6 million target." Great question, Roman. I'll answer from my perspective. Once the Bitcoin market cap overtakes gold, which is roughly $10 trillion, meaning the Bitcoin market cap 10x's from here, which it's on track to do in the years ahead, this is when we can realistically expect a $500,000 plus Bitcoin price. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And be sure to check out the merch store now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net to help support the show. Simply scroll down, find a design that you really like. And once you find it, click on it. And once you do, you'll notice over 40 unique products for each and every design. We got everything from hats to mouse pads, to shirts, to hoodies, to tank tops, to phone cases, and masks. So go pick out your favorite crypto merch, help support the movement, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.